This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, and we're going to talk about some comic books. Today, the new The Green Lantern, number one, comes out. I actually got to pick it up at a midnight release. You'll get my full review on it on Friday's show. It's from Grant Morrison, Liam Sharp, Steve Olive, and I had really high hopes for it. And did it meet it? Did it not? I don't know. Come back for Friday's show, and we'll find out. But we've been talking about Green Lantern all week. We pitched the perfect Green Lantern video game. I hadn't heard anything back from anybody, but hey, maybe someday. We talked about all the countless movies he's been in and how, just for some reason, solo Green Lantern doesn't always quite work. But, you know, I don't know. There's reasons for that. But today, I thought we would look at the Green Lanterns themselves. The book is titled The Green Lantern, and Hal's on the cover. We don't really know what to expect. They've been pretty tight-lipped about what's coming down and who all we're going to see. Because Green Lanterns have been around forever, like since the 40s. Not too long after Superman and Batman showed up, you had Green Lanterns. All the way up to the most recent ones were introduced just a couple of years ago. Really not that long. So I thought we'd, you know, take a stroll down memory lane and look at all the Green Lanterns that we've had. The first one was Alan Scott, and he was part of the Justice Society, created by Bill Finger and Martin Nuttall in All American Comics number 16, like I said, from 1940. He's based on Alan Ladd, who was an old actor from Shane and a bunch of Gunsmoke and things like that. I think it was Gunsmoke. Yeah, a bunch of those old westerns. And so what was interesting about this guy is he's not part of the Green Lantern Corps. He's just a regular guy. He has it's a magic lantern that charges and everything. It's looks a lot like a railroad lantern from way back when, and he's interesting how they've tried to bring him back into the comics and the culture, and how his lantern powers differ from the lanterns that the Guardians bestowed power to and everything. So it's I don't know. I like Alan Scott. I really do. He is a really cool character, really classic, iconic character. And of course, you know, I have a huge soft spot for Golden Age comics. I love them. Love them a lot. Then you had the Silver Age. And this is just a few years later, and this is where you have Hal Jordan first pop up. And Hal Jordan shows up in Showcase number 22 in 1959 from John Byrum and Gil Kane. And Hal Jordan is arguably the most iconic Green Lantern, the most recognized, most popular. Definitely the one we see most in TV and movies, as we saw yesterday. And he's the one, you know, Grant Morrison, so far, one issue in, is focusing on. On his run, even this run that just ended, it was Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. So, it's, you know, definitely an icon, one of the biggest comic book characters out there, I'd have to say. And, yeah, rightfully so. He's done a lot of really, really cool stuff. And we'll dive into that tomorrow. We're going to look at the history of Hal Jordan, because there's too much to fit into the show with that. And then, after that, you had Guy Gardner come up, and he first showed up in 1968, actually, a lot of people associate Guy Gardner with the Justice League International in the 80s and stuff, but he'd been around for quite some time before that. Again, created by John Broome and Gil Kane. He is a lot of people's favorite just because he's gruff and kind of beat, you know, goes to his own drum and super macho dude. I don't know. I think I kind of compare him to Punisher, except I like him more than I like the Punisher. And depending what story you read and what continuity you go with, supposedly he was going to be the original Green Lantern, but the ring, somehow something happened and it went to Hal instead. It's kind of confusing. I still don't quite know all of it. And like I said, it's not something that they tout on a whole lot. But yeah, then you go a few years forward to 1972 and you have John Stewart show up, who created by Dennis O'Neill and Neil Adams, some of the most prolific creators of the 70s. And he is really important because he was the second African-American superhero to appear at DC. And, you know, he was based on an actor, too. A lot of comics are based on actors. And Sidney Poitier was John Stewart's inspiration. And John is, you know, it was really interesting when they brought him in because he was, his history kind of changes over time, but most of the time he's an ex-Marine, but not always. Anyway, when he came in, they got to do a lot more. They're kind of spinning out of the heart-traveling heroes, where Green Lantern and Green Arrow went across America and were able to tell more political-driven, like, not slice of life, but, you know, topical stories with Jon Stewart. And some of the best work, again, it was O'Neill and Adams, so some of the best work came out during that time. And he's a fan favorite. The thing with the Green Lanterns, I'll go ahead and say this, is all of them are somebody's favorite, you know, and for numerous reasons. And that's what's great about the Green Lanterns. And it will, it's something that people debate constantly about who's the best, who's the worst. And, you know, I have my own opinions and stuff, but there's so many different ones. The fact that somebody can find somebody relatable in a Green Lantern is what is beautiful and awesome about comics. But anyway, soapbox. Then you have your modern age lanterns. The first was Kyle Rayner, and he was introduced in 94 from Ron Mars and Daryl Banks. And he's one of my favorite Green Lanterns, and just one of my favorite heroes. He has been the Green Lantern, Ion, the White Lantern, all sorts of stuff. He's crazy powers, gone through a whole lot, and is a really good legacy character. See, with Guy and John, I don't consider them legacy characters. I consider them, like, on par with Hal Jordan. But this next generation, you know, when you had Wally West step up and take over Flash, and you had, what's his name? Connor Hawk is Green Arrow and stuff like, and Dick Grayson become Nightwing and later Batman. You know, this next generation of heroes is where I kind of put Kyle. And yeah, and he was a comic book artist, so that's kind of cool. They had some fun with that. He's a really great character. And then you had, after that, you had Simon Baz show up back in May of 2012, created by Geoff Johns and Doug Mankey. He's one of the current Green Lanterns that we see in Justice League and things like that. Much like Jon Stewart kind of hit that social button back in the 70s, Simon Baz has done that in today's world, because he is Lebanese, Arab American, he's Muslim, he lives in Detroit, so all the things rolled in together. And his story is really interesting. They do a whole lot of cool things with him. I haven't read a whole lot of his stories, but all the ones I have read have been really impressive and really neat. And especially recent stories have teamed him with the other new addition to the Green Lantern in Jessica Cruz, who showed up in August of 2014 from Geoff Johns and Ethan Van Sciver. And don't like her quite as much because her whole thing was she was claustrophobic and didn't have a whole lot of willpower, and she was a shut-in and everything. She's Mexican-American, and, you know, all for the diversity, all for the female. But the thing is, with her, every writer goes back to, oh yeah, she's claustrophobic. And they struggle with if she, you know, can conquer fear or not. And, you know, that was her first arc, and they handled it great, and that was it. You know, that should have all that it needed to be told, but I don't know. They kind of keep going back to that, which bugs me. You know, I wish if they would move on, I think it should be a really great character. There's even a cool little bit where her and Barry Allen, like, went on some dates, and great things, you know? Great thing, but just, it's like, we all know Storm's claustrophobic, but that's not what every single Storm story is about. So, it's a thing, I guess. And those are all your Earth-based Green Lanterns. You know, we've had other big-name Green Lanterns with Jade. Jade, she kind of falls wherever the story needs her to fall. So that's Alan Scott's daughter, who has abilities of a Green Lantern, but is also kind of a Green Lantern, but I don't know. And then you've had, like, Sinestro show up and things, and Abin Sur. But the ones we talked about are your main Earth-based Green Lanterns. And, like I said, they're all somebody's favorite. And I'd love to hear which one's your favorite. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. Email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Great thing, you know, good conversations had there. I had some really good talks the other day about Assassin's Creed and, like, where they all rank. And, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was real fascinating. Me and the guy I was talking to had a lot of fun about it. But just, if you, like I said, if you don't want it all over Facebook, you can just message me. It's super easy to do, too. But make sure you do like, comment, share, subscribe, review all the good old typical podcast stuff for The Night Nerd. You'll get all the shows, not just us here at The Night Nerd, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. Good things going on all around. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light!